Good afternoon, Caruso, or morning, Caruso. Pam speaking.
Hey, is Tom in by chance?
I'm sorry, who's calling?
This is Tyler with Cardiff.
And Cardiff is?
We're a private business bank in San Diego. Just following up here with some financing the company did with Court Square.
Oh, because I'm his wife. I take care of the finances, so you want to explain this to me a little
more? Yeah, we actually had extended an offer here about 2 weeks ago. It was based off some good lending history you guys had with Court Square a few years back. Do you recall receiving?
That doesn't sound familiar to me.
Court Square Leasing was actually filed quite a few years back there. Probably was for some equipment or something like that. But we had.
I don't remember ever paying anything to Court Square.
Interesting. That's just the most recent UCC filing that we have there in the database.
And what year was that?
That was actually back in 2009, actually. So it was actually quite some time
ago. I've never made a payment to Court Square.
Interesting.
And I take care of all the finances. I take care of those. Yep.
Interesting. But we had extended an offer here for some equipment and working capital, and you guys were pre-approved for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base with the business and see how things were going this year, and if you guys had any plans for some growth there, we might be able to help you out with.
No, because we've purchased a couple of dental mills,
and
we just don't need anything at this time.
I see. How those machines been working out for you? We've actually been working with a lot of companies that have been bringing those on lately.
Yeah, great. We mill a lot of crowns here.
I see. Are you outsourcing any of that process there, or are you able to do it all in-house?
We do it in-house.
Oh, wow. How many of those...
our mills.
Yeah, how many of those machines are you operating with right now?
Two different ones right now.
Two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how's business been for you guys this year?
Pretty good. Summer's a little slow, but we're still doing okay.
Usually, with your industry, it'll usually pick up right around when school starts back up, right?
Probably once the kids go back to school, because doctors are on vacation now, patients are on vacation. You know.
I see. Is it kind of seasonal there for you, or are you guys able to operate year-round?
Oh, year-round, but it just slows down a little. I mean, we're
I
busy,
see.
But not, you know, it's not like it will be.
Uh-huh.
You know. But then June, April and May were great months, so... Yeah,
good.
July probably, but July's actually better than June. I mean, August is better than July. So, you know, it's just the way it is.
Yeah, no, with your industry especially, it's definitely very up and down, I should say. But it's...
And you get the end of the year, and everybody's trying to use up their insurance. So, it's the end of the year, so...
I see. When you guys brought on that new equipment, did you guys have to bring on additional... employees there to operate that, or were you guys able to figure out the training process there on them?
No. Yeah, our techs can now train doctors on how to scan. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so no. We probably have less people, but do more work.
Interesting.
Because you just train them, you know, the ones that were waxing are now designing on the computer.
I see. Were you guys operating on the waxing before that, or is that something you guys still do as well?
Yeah, that was the only way you could do.
I see.
But now you can design on the computer. You can print the crowns. You can mill the crowns. You can do lots of stuff.
Yeah,
it's just a new technology in the way the industry's going.
Yeah, I was actually fascinated to hear some of these owners were kind of explaining how that works, and your guys' machines are, like, upgrading, like, multiple times in a year. It sounds like it's extremely hard to stay ahead of the competition there.
I don't know. We're doing pretty good.
Well, that's good to hear. well, like I said, you know, the offer will still stand there as long as you maintain the good lending history. It sounds like you guys are kind of in a good place right now. But if there's any opportunity or any projects there you guys are maybe looking to take on towards the end of the year, it's definitely something we'll be able to help you out with. Like I said, you were pre-approved for right around $250K. So is there maybe an email?
That company was never, I've never heard of that company. So I don't know where.
Bank of Cardiff?
Yeah. Never. I've never made a payment to that company.
No. We haven't worked with you before. The offer we had.
No, I know. But you said whatever one you were talking about.
The UCC filing?
No, I thought you named a company that you said.
Yeah, the UCC filing for Court Square. That one? Is that the one you were talking
about?
Court Square.
I've never made a check up out to Court Square.
Yeah, it may have been
I borrowed had a equipment loan or anything from them.
Yeah, that's just what they have in the DMB database there. So it could have been like a personal loan there within the business.
Nope.
Or that's weird.
I've been doing this for 34 years.
Wow, you guys have been through some serious economic...
We've been in business since 1983.
Wow. That's extremely impressive in that industry.
And personally, in business, I take care of everything. So.
Okay. Yeah, that must have been a mix up there on the DMB side there. That's the database that we
maybe
use.
Maybe it's another Caruso lab.
Maybe. Well, here, let's check this. Are you guys, is your billing address 32238 Schoolcraft
mm-hmm.
Road? Okay. Yeah, that must have been a mix up there. I don't know what the issue was there. I hardly ever run into this situation, so
yeah,
I'll... see what
only
the issue.
Two companies that we've used, so that wouldn't be one of them.
I see. But yeah, is there maybe a good email there? I could just shoot you my information. That way, you kind of have it on hand if something does come up. What's a good email there for you?
CarusoLab@hotmail.com.
Okay. @hotmail.com. Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot that over. It's just going to summarize the offer, and then it'll have my direct line in there as well. So if anything does come up down the road, definitely feel free to reach out. Otherwise, I'll maybe just kind of touch base here towards the end of the year and see where you guys are at.
Okay. I'm sorry. What was your name again?
My name was Tyler.
Tyler. Okay. I'll look for that, Tyler.
I appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend.
Okay. Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.